Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ang mga magagaling na graphic artist at designer. Kasama natin si Rodolfo Tan Jr. or si Rod. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Rod.
Magandang umaga, Noreen, and good morning as well sa mga listeners ng SBS.
Yes, at syempre kasama ni Rod sa pamamagitan ng telepono si Renee Ann Glover, graphics manager. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Renee.
Magandang umaga din, Annalyn, at sa lahat ng listeners ng SBS.
Okay, last year, ang June ay medyo full-on para sa inyong dalawa dahil kasama kayo sa Vivid Sydney noong 2019. But this year, unfortunately, dahil sa mga pangyayari health-wise, walang Vivid.
Yes, tama yun, no? Because it's cautionary measure from the government not to spread the virus. So, total shutdown this year.
Pero sabi nga, hindi naman dahilan yon para hindi tayo mag-look back sa nangyari last year, which is very good para sa mga Filipino artists na kagaya ninyo, dahil tatlo sa mga installations ay kasama last year sa Vivid Sydney.
Yes, tama yun. No? So, basically, this year, the only thing we can do is to reminisce back mga nangyari last year sa Vivid 2019. So, me myself, I was a main artist for the Harmony and together with my colleague Renee. And Renee pretty much involved herself sa tatlong installation last year as well, coming from our company.
Kumbaga, si Renee ay lumagari last year.
Hindi naman yung talent ko mismo kasi I'm just supporting Rod tsaka yung other artists ng dalawang installations namin. But yeah, I was the right hand kung anong gusto nilang gawin. Nandun ako to help.
Sabi nga ni Rod nung interview natin, hindi naman magiging posible ang lahat kung wala ang tulong ng mga ibang artists. Kasama ka na doon, Renee.
Yeah, I guess kasi in our nature din sa sa amin sa architecture firm namin. I think we always work na collaboratively with other people. So I guess naging madali sa amin na makipag work with other people like other artists and also yung mga nag-help sa installation ng mga projects namin.
Oo.
For business.
The same year last year, busy kayo para sa Vivid Sydney 2019, ano? Pero at towards the end of the year, nagkaroon o nakatanggap kayo, in particular yung Harmony, ng award. Yung Harmony ay yung main installation kung saan si Rod ang main artist.
Yes, so basically, we had the privilege to get recognized last year for our work in terms of our installation Harmony. So we been awarded a commendation award from IAS Australia. So IAS Australia is actually a prestigious lighting award body across Australia who recognize excellence in terms of lighting design here in Australia. So there have been a couple of installations submitted to IAS Australia, and luckily Harmony has been recognized as one of the excellent design in terms of lighting.
Mm-mm. Can we just go back, Rod? Alam natin na na-feature natin yung Harmony 3 last year, ano? Pero para sa mga hindi nakapakinig ng interview na yon, can you just describe kung ano yung Harmony 3?
Yes, so ang Harmony 3, first of all, was located at Botanic Garden, yung malaking 3 doon with swirling lights. So Harmony is actually a representation of community here in Sydney, in which it composed of different people coming from different background that in despite of, you know, differences, we're still living in harmony. So that's how we derived the name Harmony from the community itself.
Mm-mm. At Renee, malaki ang tulong mo dahil kasama ka sa mga tumulong nga kay Rod sa pagsasaayos ng installation ng Harmony, ano? At kasama ka din sa mga syempre na awardan at binigyan ng commendation ng IES. Kasama ninyo si Lawrence Liang at syempre si Ben Star. How did you feel? O ano yung naramdaman mo na na-awardan yung grupo ninyo ng isa sa mga, sabi nga, pinakamalaking award in terms of lights?
For me, I've always believed na malaki yung chance ng Harmony to get an award. Only because I believe sa theme ni Rod, meron siyang, alam mo yun, yung message to that would resonate sa lahat ng Australians siguro, because Australia is a multicultural country. So, and plus yung light, yung technical side ng Harmony is maganda, is up there. Kumbaga. So, and we haven't had something similar sa Vivid before na interactive, tsaka yung, tapos meron pang music. Tapos yung, alam mo yung background story niya is also very powerful. Kaya I believe na, I wasn't surprised na nanalo si Rod.
Oo.
Tayo.
Buong kumpanya ninyo.
And also yung isa namin yung Nostalgia Above also won.
Oh, okay. Is it also a commendation award?
Yeah. Nostalgia Above is different from Harmony because it's not interactive. So it's just pretty much light suspended sa ceiling.
Mm-mm.
While yung kay Rod is hands-on ka talaga. You get to experience the changing of the lights, and you can change the lights however you want. And plus meron din siyang music.
Yeah, I want to highlight that one. So actually, it's not only, there's a lot of first times sa installation na to, because though it's not the first time Connie Bear and Morrison attempted to get in Vivid, but it's our first time for CM Plus to get in. First time to have a three installation. First time to have a main Filipino artist together with Renee. It's my first time as well to participate with such a design installation, and also first time we get an award. So ang daming first time dito actually.
So ito talaga yung first timer's luck na sinasabi?
I wouldn't say luck, because we spend a lot of time in terms of really scrutinizing the design, developing the design, and really coming up with the a strong theme pala sa installation namin, which is not only the Harmony but the other two installation as well.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was more of a trial and error, because I remember leading up to the event, me and Rod would spend our weekends at office coming up with how to suspend the lights like the most efficient way. So it was because wala kasi kaming experience sa Vivid before, so it was more like learning as we go along.
Oo.
So marami kaming natutunan.
At alam ko very hard work talaga siya, dahil nagkasakit si Rod on the night na i-open o i-launch yung mga lights, tama?
Yes.
He was
so
sick for the whole a month.
Yeah.
The whole week. So it all started when Renee mentioned earlier about the we had the time spending on the office working with the trial and error together with the lights. So it all started there, where me and Renee actually got sick. It just so happened that Renee recovered
faster.
And then for me, I was sick for almost a week, more than a week, starting from the bump in, which is Monday, all the way to the next weekday. And if you recall, after our interview last year, I immediately went to emergency room, because nilalagnat ako ng sobrang 43 degrees.
Wow. To think na malamig na nun, di ba?
malamig
yeah,
at panginginig ako.
Yeah, winter din, kaya parang madaling magkasakit.
Oo.
Yeah, and there was a time that I messaged Renee na I was like, Renee, mukhang magko-collapse na ako, tulungan mo ako dito. And to be honest, without Renee, this tree installation wouldn't be possible because she's the one who initiated this. So yeah, it's more of like, although I'm the main artist, we're all equal in terms of input.
Mm-mm.
So we all work together with this one.
So you've experienced your first Vivid Sydney installation, ano? Tinitingnan niyo ba sana na for 2020 Vivid Sydney eh sumali ulit?
Renee can answer that one.
I think we were very overwhelmed sa let's say success namin sa Vivid Sydney 2019, and up until hanggang ngayon, I guess we still get we're still on a Vivid 2019 high, kumbaga. So, and I think the whole office is was also, I think it was a common decision. I think this year, let's have a break.
Okay.
I mean, if siguro, if it's only one installation, I guess kaya, but it so happened that all that long installations get in, so it was pretty full on.
Uh-oh. Pero, unfortunately, hindi nga tuloy ang Vivid Sydney 2020.
Yeah,
at siguro para sa lahat ng mga sumali for last year, medyo pahinga sa taon na ito, ano?
Mm-mm. But I think yung mga, kasi meron na kasi din mga schedule na installations na, I mean, na
supposed
before
to be, oo.
So meron na talaga schedule. So I feel bad sa mga artists na, alam mo yung what got told na it's not na-postpone because we all know yung hard work na kasama.
Oo.
Sa preparation.
Pero sana hindi sila ma-lose hope at magamit nila yung ginawa nilang mga preparation for this year dahil next year, for sure, magbubukas ang Vivid Sydney.
Yeah, even bigger. That's what Vivid Sydney said.
Oo. Sabi nga parang halos dalawang taon ang preparation for 2021.
Yeah.
So, ngayon pa lang ba, tinitignan nyo na dahil pahinga kayo ngayong taon na to, sasali ng 2021?
Actually, depends with our company direction kung what they wanted to do next year. But it's always the company objective to, get involved with this kind of design excellence. So, who knows, probably next year or in the next following years, definitely we're going to join again.
Oo.
Yeah, the office has always been supportive sa kung ano man yung gustong gawin ng mga employees, which is, I think, also good.
Mm-mm.
Because it's also for the employees' development. So, and it was also fun showing the installations to our clients and to our colleagues last year.
At for sure, nakita rin dyan, kumbaga, yung kakayahan ng mga Filipino artists, ano? In particular, for last year's Vivid Sydney.
Yes, definitely. Because, to tell you honestly, I mean, it's just a matter of exposure.
Mm-mm.
And I bet there are plenty of Filipino artists here, not only in Sydney, but back home na definitely can compete in terms of international level, in terms of lighting, not only lighting design, but, you know, whatever field they're capable of.
Oo. Medyo lumayo naman tayo, Rod and Renee, sa Vivid Sydney. Ano? Alam natin na the world is experiencing this pandemic. Paano naman naapektuhan ang industry ng graphic design, ng lights design, or in particular yung company ninyo, paano naapektuhan nitong pandemic na ito? Rod?
Yeah, in terms of, because this COVID-19 is actually unprecedented talaga na every industry has been affected. Although it's a major shutdown, but our companies continue to do as it is. It's just that we do it remotely. So busy as always, overtime as always. And but of course there are some area of work in which you can't perform, like going on site, having a conversation face to face, in terms of lighting supply as well. Because as you know, most of the lights na ginamit sa Vivid Sydney comes from abroad, especially from China. So because it's cheap.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. And they produce the lights quite fast.
Uh-oh.
So this year definitely is shut down, so you can't order or, you know, do transaction abroad. Mm. So you need to wait.
So ibig sabihin ba medyo nabawasan ang trabaho ng company ninyo?
For the office, because we already have projects in the pipeline, so mm-hmm. I guess we are in a fortunate industry, like architecture firms, because kahit merong restrictions, even if we were under strict restrictions the past few months, yung construction kasi hindi kasama sa restrictions, diba?
Oo.
So that's why our work still continues despite us working from home. So we manage what we can, but yeah, meron pa din work. Wala naman, we're not really directly affected sa pandemic, which is very thankful.
Oo. At nakita ko rin eh na ang company ninyo ang meron project dito sa bahagi ng West, may design na from your company.
A lot of our projects are infrastructure. So, like for example, North Connects, which will open soon, hopefully this year. We also have West Connects and a lot of other, but like Pacific Highway, we did a lot of work sa upgrade ng Pacific Highway. So, for infrastructure projects kasi it runs for years, hindi yun parang short term. Kaya.
Oo. So ano naman ang naging part nyo dun sa mga projects na yon na binanggit mo, Renee?
For North Connects, we are the urban designers and the architects of the buildings. So I was helping with the documentation and also yung tinatawag nila na UDLP, which is Urban Design Landscape Report na makikita nyo sa website ng North Connects. So, and also sa West Connects din, that's yun din yung ginawa ko, like yung participation ko doon sa project.
Oo.
And I think, yeah, Broad is also doing the design.
Ikaw, Rod.
Yes, so to add up with the comments that you had earlier, so I think the one you saw is the West Connects project along St. Peter Interchange.
Uh-oh.
So it's a major infrastructure dito sa New South Wales where it facilitates increase of transportation volume. So my involvement was pretty deep because parang baby ko yan yung West Connects project.
Yeah.
I'm the project designer.
Oh, wow.
So from last year, I've been involved from early stage as designing all the way to refining the design and finally submission for construction. So my daily in and out of the office is talking, collaborating, coordinating with all of the engineers and specialists. So masyadong ma-intense, although it's the gravity of work is quite huge, but you know, this is something that I enjoy because it's architectural work.
Kumbaga malapit talaga sa puso mo yan.
Yes, baby. Second
so,
baby.
First baby, and then yung West Connects, and then
West Connects is second baby. The construction has been started already last year, I think.
Mm-mm.
But the building itself hasn't been constructed yet.
For sure, pag nagawa ng West Connects, makikita natin ang, kumbaga, kasama dyan ang pawis ni Rod.
Ah, yes, definitely. I'm gonna tatayo ako beside the building together with Jenny and the other guys who work with it.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, it's a very exciting project because there's also collaboration with a indigenous artist. So it's very, yeah, I'm looking forward to pagkatapos nun.
Oo. At hopefully pagkatapos ng lahat ng ito na dala ng pandemic na ito, mas magiging maayos pa ang lahat in terms of pag-feature nga at syempre lalo pang makilala yung mga Filipino artists at syempre architects, designers na kagaya ninyo.
Yes, that's true. And architecture aside, I think at the moment, mas ma-appreciate natin yung mga Filipino professional who works in medical industry.
Mm-mm, tama yan.
Because of their dedication, it's tremendously dedicated mga nurses, doctors, and all of them.
Marami sila din dito, no?
Yes, isa sa mga maraming isa sa mga pinakamaraming kumbaga community ng nurses ay mga Filipinos.
And just to add up as well, while this is just a little bit of trivia, while I'm working with Harmony last year, so we actually have our first baby born last March 28th. So while I'm working with Harmony, and then at the same time going back and forth to the hospital visiting my baby because she's born a little bit early.
Mm-mm.
So the nurses there, especially the Filipino nurses there, were doing a very great job in terms of, you know, taking care of their patients. So excellence in terms of work is really commendable.
So, naging tatlo ang baby mo, Rod.
Yes. Tatlong baby, yes.
In one year.
Just in one year. So, suddenly exploded, boom, tatlo agad.
Which is great blessings, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, in a short period of time, all of a sudden, all these blessings came all together. So, time to time, I experience some sort of, you know, ups and downs. But it's part of the day, it's part of life.
Curious lang ako, Rod. Pinangalan mo ba ang Harmony kay baby?
Yes, about to. So actually, before the baby is born, so sa office, marami nang sabi, oh, pangalan mo either Vivid or Harmony or, you know. But we ended up naming her Rosie. It's from my name, Rod, and my wife, Cindy.
Congratulations sa tatlong baby. At syempre, we hope to hear from you again, lalo na sa mga projects ninyo. At syempre, pag-promote ng talents ng mga Filipinos din.
Yes, maraming salamat din, Annalyn, for always inviting us for an interview. It's a privilege to be here in SBS.
Thank you so much, Rod. And syempre, Renee?
Yeah, thanks, Annalyn, for the support ever since, yung, even last year. And yeah, thanks for getting out yung Vivid to our listeners.
Thank you so much, Rod Tan at syempre Renee Ann Glover. Magandang umaga sa inyo.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook. Nice niyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.